There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Chris Sharp, before the break, I was expressing sympathy for the Pentagon to some degree in that right after World War II, these things appear in our skies. They fly circles around our best technology. They appear and disappear. They mess with our nuclear weapons programs. And it must have been pretty frightening. And I can understand maybe the Pentagon, maybe the presidents in that time, didn't want to release this information because they didn't really know what's going on. I suspect we still really don't know what's going on, that there aren't many people, if any, that know the ultimate answer to what's going on. But over the decades, our military, our governments lied to the public so much that they painted themselves into a corner. And once the lies stacked up to the ceiling, they just couldn't admit that they'd been dishonest all this time. Now, there are attempts to make them fess up. And I wonder if you have a sense of whether the keepers of the secrets are ready to give in or whether they're going to fight this tooth and nail every step of the way, especially this part about giving up the crash retrieval stuff and exposing reverse engineering programs.
Well, if we listen to David Grush, this dates back to 1933 when a craft crashed on Italian soil. I recently reported this story for the Daily Mail because we found new testimony from someone whose great-great-grandfather was a mayor in a local town nearby where the crash happened. And that person said, as the story goes, there were also two occupants in that craft that had blonde hair. And if we're to believe the story, that craft was taken to the United States, perhaps after the Second World War. And in terms of the secret keepers, I from my understanding, I think we could perhaps, let's say, expect more and more people to start using those whistleblower protections coming forward to Congress. I think we can expect more and more of those people to come forward. And also, I'd point out as well that, the great journalist Michael Schellenberger reported that back in 2010, a defense contractor, a major aerospace corporation, was trying to get this out in terms of getting the craft studied by more people, basically scientists and engineers. And very, very rudely, they were told no. So I think that may have been Lockheed, let's say. And I think there is, I think there are secret keepers that have wanted this out for quite a long time now. And they may have even played a crucial part in getting us to where we are right now, I'd go so far as saying.
You know, you've been in contact with Lockheed back and forth for weeks, I believe you told Jeremy and I. And, you know, there's you get a mixed reaction from them. They kick it back and forth. They play this game of patty cake where you ask the DOD and they tell you to ask Arrow, and you ask Arrow and they, you know, they defer you to Lockheed, and Lockheed kicks you back to Arrow, kind of a thing. That's the games that you've been dealing with in trying to get to the bottom of this, right?
Yes, correct. So I've been in conversation with Lockheed Martin for the past few weeks now, because if they do have illegal programs relating to UAP, that is a material risk to shareholders that they would perhaps have to disclose under SEC corporate disclosure laws. I asked them about that, and they basically referred me to the Department of Defense. So they want the U.S. Department of Defense to answer questions about them with perhaps withholding stuff from their shareholders. I don't quite understand how that works. However, I did manage to get a line from them saying that we do comply with all regulatory requirements. But I'm getting some very, very odd responses from Lockheed, let's say. Although all credit to Lockheed, because, you know, I have asked Patel, BAE Systems, Northrop Grumman, among others as well, and all have failed to respond. So hats off to Lockheed for at least responding and engaging with me.
You'd think that if they had that technology, if they had an intact saucer from somewhere else, non-human, other planets, other dimensions, whatever it is, and even if they haven't figured out how they work, just possessing that technology would be incredibly valuable. I don't even think you could put a dollar figure on it because of the promise of what it could represent. I can see people in a company like that being unwilling to give it up, no matter what the legislation might say.
That's correct. But also you could make the argument as well that the best engineers at the moment in the industry are perhaps going to SpaceX and cooler companies, let's say, that are attracting, you know, generation, I think it's Z, isn't it, and millennials. And perhaps Lockheed isn't getting the best talent anymore. So perhaps disclosure to a certain extent may actually help them and bolster recruitment. So there's a whole bunch of arguments, but also I'd state as well that, you know, if the government can take these craft from Lockheed Martin, then, you know, you can imagine that there must be some compensation relating to that. And also you can imagine as well, there must be some tender process. The U.S. government can't just take craft from such organizations and just say, okay, we're just going to keep them there. No, there would need to be some kind of tendering process. So you can imagine that, you know, other companies that haven't had access to these, perhaps Radiance, let's say, may be tendering for such craft to actually study them. But I also would state as well, I think it's of vital importance to protect Lockheed to a certain extent because, you know, without Lockheed, if it fell in one day, Lockheed, I mean, that would be the defenses of the Western allied countries put in jeopardy. So that's of vital importance as well. So it needs to be done very, very carefully.
Yeah, for sure. Lockheed Martin is critical to our national security, for sure. You know, we're almost through the looking glass here with this Schumer Amendment. Because for decades, this whole idea has been dismissed as some kind of UFO folklore. I mean, I've been reporting stories about Area 51 for 34 years, taking a lot of crap about those reports, but now it doesn't look so crazy. And Roswell, you know, people have investigated that even longer. The granddaddy of crash retrieval stories, in a sense, Wright-Patterson, Hangar 18, all dismissed as nonsense. There's no evidence for it. Suddenly, the entire playing field has flipped on its head because of language in that proposed amendment. that Senator Schumer signed off on, that you say the White House also agreed on, talking about non-human technology, about, you know, implying crash retrievals and maybe bodies. I mean, wow, it's an astonishing moment. Absolutely astonishing.
Absolutely. And also, is it not astonishing as well that the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, who happens to represent Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, that committee has no UAP language in its version of the Intelligence Authorization Act, and that, you know, chairperson of the committee who represents Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has gone on live TV to downplay this whole UAP thing? Isn't that really strange? And I've got a photograph of Mike Turner, that's his name, with General McCasland, who a lot of people would suggest has a lot to do with getting this whole disclosure effort started. And I'd also just point out one more thing as well. I think that rumors are circulating amongst staff members at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that there may be some bodies stored in some freezers somewhere. That wouldn't surprise me.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Those kind of stories have been around a long time. Sure, it would be nice to get a look at them, or at least some pictures of them. You have to admit, I think you would agree with the assessment that Dave Grush is responsible for moving this ball down the field, that his testimony coming out, you know, it's been delivered behind closed doors under oath for a long time. We know that Sean Kirkpatrick, the head of RO, is aware of it, and yet after Dave Grush's testimony is known, Dr. Kirkpatrick says, I've seen no credible evidence that any of this stuff is real, that we have, you know, non-human technology somewhere. Obviously, Senator Schumer sees things differently, and he hinted it in many cases that there are many witnesses who've come forward who've shared similar information. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's correct. Many individuals have come forward, perhaps people that are known nationally to the American people as well. I mean, we're talking high-profile people, from my understanding, who have no incentive to lie, let's say. And I would also point out as well, in terms of the DOD's responses on this, that the Arrow hasn't verified that anything has been found of of extraterrestrial origin. So I managed to confirm with Susan Goff, the Pentagon spokesperson, that that also covers non-human origin. However, what I don't know yet, I have asked this question, is whether this term also includes and covers unknown origin. And it's very, very funny that the term unknown origin is covered and defined in this new legislation. So that technology is of unknown origin. So it's any materials or metamaterials, ejecta, crash debris, mechanisms, machinery, equipment, assemblies or sub-assemblies, engineering models or processes, damaged or intact aerospace vehicles, and damaged or intact ocean surface and undersea craft associated with UAP or incorporating science and technology that lacks prosaic attribution or known means of human manufacture. And I would also point out a key term as well used in the Pentagon's jargon, well, its response, let's say, is verifiable, basically, or verified. So let's just say that you're Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, that you find a program that's been, you know, made aware, you've been made aware of for a whistleblower, and you do find, you know, stuff that may be of non-human origin. Well, Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick can't just say, well, so-and-so tells me it's of non-human origin. They'll have to verify that independently. And how do you actually prove that it's extraterrestrial, for example,
right,
as well?
Right.
It's, yeah, so these are questions, and these are things that the Pentagon can hide behind as well when providing their public responses.
Tell me this, does this legislation apply to just regular everyday people, individuals? You know, we've heard stories about folks even recently going out to what they think was the Roswell crash site and finding little bits and pieces of seemingly anomalous material. Dr. Gary Nolan has talked about having several samples that have been undergoing analysis for a while. Jacques Vallée has said the same. You got to figure there might be military folks or former defense contractors, retirees, who've stashed bits and pieces here and there. Would individual citizens be required to cough it up? If you've got something that's weird, you got to give it to your government.
Yes, yes. Well, let's just say that individual citizens have played a major role in getting us to where we are. You know, big shout out to yourself and Jeremy Corbell, who have been an immense help to me. And yes, in terms of the Intelligence Authorization Act language, which has been drafted by the Senate Intelligence Committee, it uses the terms persons in terms of the amnesty language relating to UAP materials. So I would say that it may be a good idea to actually, you know, maybe call your lawyer if you do hold such materials to get advice on this and how to come forward and what the potential repercussions could be if you fail to do so once this legislation passes.
You touched on this briefly, but you think it will pass? In the form that Schumer has proposed?
I mean, I don't like to say, I don't like to approach things in a black and white way by saying yes or no, but I would say I'm probably about 80% certain it will. Whenever you get these amendments and whatnot, some of the language falls by the wayside a lot of the time. So we'll get excited during the summer that this language is being included. But come December, once the House and the Senate have to basically come together and say, you know, whose version, you know, is going to be included within the National Defense Authorization Act or Intelligence Authorization Act, they have to make compromises, negotiations. Sometimes that means that some language does fall by the wayside. But I would state that this language has a very, very good chance in passing in terms of what Schumer has proposed. He is the Senate Majority Leader, and also from my understanding as well, like we said, you know, it seems as though there has, and I've had that confirmed, been coordination with the White House. So, you know, Democrats all have cover now in terms of actually speaking out about this because, you know, the guys at the top said it's okay, and they're actually on the case themselves. So I would say there's a very, very good chance. And as you mentioned before, there's bipartisan support as well. This is not just a Democrat issue. This is not just a Republican issue. This is a bipartisan issue. And isn't it amazing, the times that we live in at the moment, with all the divides and whatnot, and all the culture wars, that on this very one topic, it seems that both Republicans and Democrats are coming together. It's simply amazing.
I've seen comments of people write this on Twitter, and it's pretty poignant. They will say, isn't it amazing that we're on the verge of what might be a time when, you know, you could say to your kids, I lived on the planet when we thought humans were the only intelligence here or were the top of the food chain, and now we know that's not true, and which would be a pretty astonishing change to sweep over the planet. You have a quote from Senator Schumer where he says, in your article, where he says, the American public has a right to learn about technologies of unknown origins, non-human intelligence, and unexplainable phenomena. Astonishing verbiage there. Is there anything that you have heard in any of your reporting that maybe you feel the public should not know? Something that would be so upsetting, that would change the world in such a tectonic level that maybe it shouldn't come out?
I think that, look, once we can confirm for sure that these programs do exist, the craft exists, then we're going to have to move on to another conversation about the occupants, about the intelligences themselves, you know, and I believe there are multiple intelligences visiting this Earth. And I think that might be a very, very uncomfortable conversation to have, you know, because you have reports that some craft have just been found with the doors open, but no one there, intact, and it seems that the occupants have left. So where did they go? Also, we have reports as well of an incident that happened at Holloman Air Force Base, which was actually filmed in terms of a UAP, well, craft landing, and let's just say aliens, basically, getting out of the craft and engaging with U.S. Air Force officers. So you have to ask yourself if that is correct, if that does exist, that footage, and it did happen. What's happened with that communication? Were any agreements made? Has contact been kept? If that contact has been kept, who with? Who are they? What do they want? What is their agenda?
Yeah.
And I think more uncomfortably as well, you know, your friend Robert Bigelow said that, you know, they may be living amongst us. And I think that might be rather uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, even if we cross the threshold and learn about non-human technologies and crash saucers, reverse engineering, bodies, we still really don't know. I don't know anyone who does know. And I've been pretty far up the food chain. I don't know anyone who knows who they are, where they're from, why they're here, or for sure what their interest is in us.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.